Good morning. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Jeffrey Harold, ABC number 069-065. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present, our Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Lou Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Harold is 60 years old, currently serving an 8-year prison sentence for fraudulent schemes and auto passes, a Class 2 felony, with 2 counts running concurrent with a previous 8-year prison term that expired. He was approximately 48 years old at the beginning of his offense cycle in 2006. He pled guilty and was sentenced on November 18, 2011. He's asking for a 4-year reduction of his prison term. He has a temporary release absolute discharge date of September 8, 2022, with a 5-year probation tail. Should commutation be granted, his release from prison would be April 4, 2019. I'll read a brief summary of the offense in question. On November 27, 2006, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office began investigating Mr. Harold after receiving the complaint from the Arizona Bar Association. Investigation revealed the defendant was operating an unlicensed loan originating company, violating state law. Mr. Harold operated a business called Harold and Harold Associates, in which he assured the victims of this case that they could assist them to obtain $1 million loans to fund their prospective projects once he was paid an origination fee. Mr. Harold failed to deliver on his promise to provide the loans, and when numerous victims requested their money back, Mr. Harold refused to do so. During the investigation, investigators also learned that he represented himself as an attorney, authorized to practice law in Arizona, even though he was not authorized to practice law. Investigators also learned that Mr. Harold used another person's social security number on a loan application to an automotive dealership. The purpose of Mr. Harold's request for commutation was based on his assertion that he was unfairly and harshly sentenced, that he has taken responsibility for his crimes, that he has received considerable programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections, that he has been the victim of violence and sexual assault inside the Department of Corrections, that he's been rehabilitated, and that he wants to serve his church and community. He does have letters of support in his request for commutation packet. He has a limited history of discipline in ABC, with no majors during this prison sentence, and his last ticket a minor on September 2, 2017 for violation of department rules. He does have a prior criminal history with convictions for fraud and theft, including periods of both probation and incarceration. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Harold's 8-year sentence was excessive, he received less than the presumptive sentence of 9.25 years with a minimum of 6 years and a maximum of 18.5 years. Considering his prior felony convictions, the financial damage caused to his victims, and the economic damage fraud causes to our community, I do not find his sentence excessive, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, the Honorable Ms. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I would just add that 71 counts were dismissed, and that's another reason that I don't find his sentence excessive. I agree with you.
Thank you for that addition, Ms. Rittenhouse. Doing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Jeffrey Harold, ABC number 069-065. My motion is to not pass this commutation request to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, moved on by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. This will conclude our hearing.